وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passion. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. It gives me the pleasure. It gives me a pleasure when I see something unique in our gathering. About 80-90% of those who are sitting here today, they are young men. And this is a good news. This tells you there is still a lot of goodness among the Muslims, and there is a future for this Islam with no doubt. Subhanallah, this is something very good to see young men coming to be sitting in the house of Allah, listening to the book of Allah, and hearing to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a good news, and this is a healthy sign. This is a good sign. And now, to say what the item or the cake or however they say it in America, when you see these young children here, subhanallah, this is so beautiful. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all, the young among you and the old among you. I know we don't have anybody old except the three people, okay? You one of them, brother, alright? No, not you. Not you. You don't have even one single white hair in your beard. But at least you have a beard, alhamdulillah. Okay? So may Allah bless the old one among you and the young one with you, among you. And may Allah bless those children who came today. And may Allah bless our sisters downstairs and bless our brothers who are upstairs. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us with this gathering. Make it a means of to bring us closer to Allah. And without going into too much introduction, Hadith al-Sabi'ashar. This is Hadith number 17 from the 40 Hadith Qudsi. This is Hadith number 17. And this is what is your Imam has requested for me to discuss with you tonight. Insha'Allah, I'm going to try to read the Hadith first in Arabic. And after this, I read the translation in English. And after this, insha'Allah, I do my best with the guidance of Allah to explain it to you. عن أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه عز وجل أنه قال يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظلموا يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم يا عبادي كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمته فاستطعموني أطعمكم يا عبادي كلكم عار إلا من كتوته فاستكتوني أبكم أبكم يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم يا عبادي إنكم لن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملك شيئا يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل واحد مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر يا عبادي إنما هي أعمالكم تحصيها لكم ثم أوفيكم إياها فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه. This hadith is in the collection of Imam Muslim. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this hadith which reported by Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that among the saying he relates from his Lord Almighty Allah is that he says, O my servant, I have forbidden oppression for myself, and I have made it forbidden among you, so do not oppress one another. O my servant, all of you are say, except for those I have guided. So seek guidance of me, and I shall guide you. O my servants, all of you are hungry, except for those I have fed. So seek food of me, and I shall feed you. O my servant, all of you are naked, except for those I have clothed. So seek clothing of me, and I shall clothe you. O my servant, you sin by night and by day, and I forgive all sins. So seek forgiveness of me, and I shall forgive you. O my servant, you will not attain harming me, so as to harm me, and you will not attain benefiting me, so as to benefit me. O my servant, for the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the chain of you, to be prized as the most prized heart of any one man of you, that would not increase my kingdom in anything. O my servant, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be wicked as the most wicked heart of anyone man of you, that would not decrease my kingdom in anything. My servant, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to rise up in one place and make request of me, and where I give everyone what he requested, that would not decrease what I have any more than a needle decreases the seed if put in it. O my servant, it is but your deed that I reckon up for you and then recompense you for. So let him who finds good praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let him who finds others that blame no one but himself, reported by Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi. And you see, this is a long hadith, and this is hadith Qudsi, i.e. it's a hadith which reported or been said by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, narrated to us by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in behalf of his Lord. So what is the difference between this and the Quran? Because we understand the Quran is the word of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. If any one of the kuffar, any one of the mushrikeen, seek shelter in you, O Muhammad, seek a refuge, protection in you, so give him this kind of protection, so he can be able and he will have the chance to hear the speech of Allah, the word of Allah, the saying of Allah. So the Quran is the word of Allah, and the hadith of Qudsi, what some people call it, the holy hadith, is also the word of Allah. But the hadith of Qudsi is different from the Quran. The Quran, you recite the Quran for form of ibadah. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us, من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله به حسنة والحسنة بعشر أمثالها. That whosoever utter one letter out of the book of Allah, he will be rewarded a blessing for each letter. And for each blessing that you gain, Allah multiplies it in blessing. So by saying, as example, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim by itself, you have at least what? 170 blessings. And we do not know, no, No. Dahil? No. It's not because your father is? Is this our son? He thinks that it's okay for him to jump there, huh? No, brother. So, for only saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, at least to get 117 blessings. And all what we know is a blessing, but we don't know what is a blessing. How big is the blessing? We do not even have idea. But at least you know you are rewarded a hand for each letter of the Quran, you get in 10 blessings. The Hadith al-Qudsi, we don't know if we read the whole Hadith and you saw how long it is, does not mean every Hadith Qudsi is so long, but we don't know how much we gain by reading the whole Hadith of Qudsi. Okay? One blessing, 10 blessing, 100 blessing, we don't know. Because there is no narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell us how much blessing we get by uttering the Hadith of Qudsi. This is one difference. Okay? You got it? We just started. Don't go to sleep now. This is not going to be a nice time story, before you go to bed. It's going to be education session, okay? So you need to wake up, alright? And I have look behind me as well. We have a full gallon of cold water. So you're going to wake up in your own, or we're going to wake you up, okay? We use the new method of, you understand, fire and not water gun, you know? It does not speak about guns, you know, okay? Or other ones you'll be telling. We talk about water gun, only water gun, okay? Alright. So hopefully I don't have to use the water gun today, okay? Well, Brother Rafiq here, he used to be a firefighter, he will help me with this, okay? You hold the hose, brother, inshallah. But also another difference, that the Quran, we make it in Salah, we recite it in Salah. At least you read Fatiha. If you do not read Fatiha in your Salah is not acceptable, alright? But the Hadith of Qudsi, although it is the word of Allah, but you could not read Hadith Qudsi in Salah. Okay? Also, another difference, the Quran is mu'jiz, is a miracle by itself, okay? But the Hadith of Qudsi is not been good for miraculous purpose, alright? It's not for a challenge. Is the Quran for a challenge? But the Hadith of Qudsi is not for a challenge. And there is other differences between Quran and Hadith Qudsi, but this is a quick reference or a quick test to let you know what is Hadith Qudsi means and what is the difference between Quran and Hadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this Hadith of Qudsi, Ya Ibadi, Ya Ibadi. And the translation here is not actually that accurate. It's saying my servant, okay? And there is a difference between a servant and slave, alright? Because when you work, as example it says, self-visitation, you know? And some of it say what? Self-service. So if you don't like it, you don't take it. You, somebody hire you, you're working, you're serving there, okay? But you can quit anytime you don't like it. But being a slave is totally different. You like it or you don't like it, you have to be there, okay? So the translation here is not that accurate when you say, oh my servant, okay? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? Ya ibadi, oh my slave. Oh my slave, ubudiyya. And the ubudiyya is the highest rank you can get in Islam. The highest rank you can get in Islam. Jazakallah khair. Barakallah khair. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best man among all mankind? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay? So when Allah praised the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He named him with the title of Asf. Okay? And you will have the Sufis, the deviant people from the Islam, if you say that Muhammad Abdullah, they will have a fight with you. Okay? Some of these Sufis are so extreme, and they did not accept this title to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Quran is saying, Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. Or praise you to Allah who has sent the book in who? He didn't say the Prophet, the Messenger, Muhammad, he say on his slave. Okay? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called himself what? His slave. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray by night for a long time until the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cracked and swelled up. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried at night out of the fear of Allah until he wet his beard. Aisha asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, why are you doing all this? وَقَدْ غَفَرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Why are you doing this? And Allah already has forgave you. Allah promised you Jannah. You don't need to make all this optional prayer and crying and all. So what was the reply of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shouldn't I be a grateful slave of Allah? If Allah bless me and Allah forgive me already, so I supposed to be grateful and show my sins by making more ibadah, more salah and more crying. So Allah called him Abd, and he himself called himself what? Abd Allah. Okay? And this is what all of us have to be struggling. All of us in this life, for what purpose? That we struggle. And Allah is saying, what is the struggle, what is the mission for me and you to be in this dunya? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا يَعْبُدُونَ. So what is the sole purpose of our creation? What is our mission in this dunya? To be Abdullah, Amatullah. That to be the slaves of Allah, not the servants of Allah, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To debase yourself and to submit your will to the will of Allah to the best of your ability. So Allah is calling and saying, Ya ibadi, O my slave, Inni harramtu al-zulma ala nafsi, waj'altuhu baynakum muharrama, fala tazzalamu. O my slave, indeed, I had forbid injustice. So, I forbid this for myself. And I made this forbidden for you. So don't oppress one another. And this is the first or the second step for us. Today or tonight with this hadith. What is zulm? What is oppression? Means injustice. In terminology, zulm is putting something in the wrong place. Okay? Replacing or placing something in the wrong place, this will be called zulm. Okay? The zulm have different types. But basically, by wronging yourself, by wronging others, or dealing unjustly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all this will be called what? Zulm. Allah says zulm is something bad. Why? Because Allah doesn't do it. And why? Because Allah said, I made it unlawful for you. And why? Because he says, don't do this to each other. So, three statements here about the same characteristic that Allah doesn't want us to have. Number one, that Allah forbid it for himself. Number two, he said, I made it forbidden for you. Number three, say, stop oppressing one another. Stop dealing with oppression towards one another. It must be something very serious. So what does it mean to put something in the wrong place? This will be erroneous. And what is the worst kind of zulm? What is the worst kind of oppression? Is that you deal with Allah in justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nas, fa'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Oh mankind, worship your Lord, the one who has created you, and those who before you, that you may achieve taqwa. So what do you understand from this? In Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Allah is saying, Ya ayyuha an-nas, O mankind, submit yourself, surrender yourself to your Lord. Who is your Lord, the one who created you and those before you? So the scholar is saying, the one who created is the one who deserves the worship. You understand? The one who caused you to exist in this life is the one who deserves your obedience, your ibadah, your total submission. I.e., the mother nature didn't create you. Jesus didn't create you. Muhammad didn't create you. The society didn't create you. The government didn't create you. The constitution didn't create you. Therefore, don't submit yourself and have a total obedience to anything other than the one who created you. So if you really believe that Allah is your creator, so your total submission has to be only for Allah. And no one else or no anything else supposed to come to be in equal or more than Allah. Otherwise, you are worshipping the statues or the prophet or the government or the constitution. If you obey it and if you dedicate yourself to it or to him or to her more than you dedicate yourself to Allah. So Allah is saying, I created you, so I am the one who deserves to be worshipped. Simple like this. 1 + 1 = 2. It doesn't need a PhD degree to understand it. The one who created is the one who deserves the worship. So why you give yourself to somebody else or to something else? Why you worshiping something else? Okay? Some people, they worship the institution. The brothers of the institution say so. The law says so. And some people say the rules say so. And some people, they are controlled by the fashion. You know this? Some people, they worship the fashion. And some people, they worship the party. Okay? So whatever the party saying, the group, or they worship what you call the major voice, the majority. So whatever the majority say, it goes. So these people, they worship in what? They are not worshiping Allah, they worship the majority. I.e., they worship, and instead of one man, they call him Jesus, or one man, they call him to him, whatever they call, they worship it, men. Okay? This is the difference, but they still worship in man. So Islam came to teach you Tawheed. La ilaha illallah, none is worthy of your worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he's the one who created you, so he deserves your total obedience and the highest form of submission in your life. So when somebody obeys somebody or something equal to Allah, he is committing zulm, i.e. he took the ibadah and the obedience which is supposed to be given to Allah, and he gave it to what? To the majority vote. You see, this is what I told you, zulm, putting something in the wrong place. Okay? You put in something not in the right place which is supposed to go, you took it from the right spot and you put it in the wrong spot. So the ibadah is only the only one deserves to be worshipped? Allah. So now instead of giving your total ubudiyyah to Allah, you give it to the parasitic spirit. You give it to the fashion. You give it to the government. You give it to the constitution. You give it to the flag. You give it to the white man. Or you give it to the black community. Or you give it to understand. Whatever it is that you, it has taken your total obedience. This is your God. So now you have made zulm. And listen to Luqman, wise man. يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. Oh my son, Luqman, the wise man, giving advice to his son, teaching his son. And this is one of our main obligations as parents. So Luqman saying to his son, يا بني, oh my son, لا تشرك بالله, don't appreciate any partner besides Allah. Don't make anyone or anything equal to Allah. Okay, this is called shirk. Why? Because inna shirka la dhulmun azim. Indeed, shirk is a great oppression. It's a great injustice. You are not supposed to give your obedience, total obedience, total love, total hate, total fear to others than Allah. Doesn't matter if it's a male or female or a person or a group or a thing. If you do this, now you did something very serious. In the shirka la dhulmun azim. There is no way it can be more aggression and be more unjustly in your behavior than devoting your ibadah or some of your ibadah to other than Allah. Now I want to ask you a question to see if you're still awake. Who's going to answer the question? Is one, two, three? Only three people willing to answer the question? Alright, those who are taking a nap, please raise your hand. 45, 47, 49. Please sound good. The question is, do you believe that some of the Muslims worship other than Allah? Muslims, I'm talking about Muslims. Do you believe that some of the Muslims worship other than Allah? Would they know? Please raise your hand. Alright. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, I'm going to answer it, I didn't forget. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu saying, كنت خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الرديف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فقال يا غلام إني أعلمك كلمات احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا سعنت فاستعن بالله واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لن ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك ولو اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لن يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليه رفعت الأقلام وشفت الصحف أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, one day I was riding behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who was riding? Abdullah ibn Abbas was riding where? Behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. what would the Prophet write be? What was the Prophet driving? Camel? This is called driving? Right. Okay. He said, listen, young man, I'm going to teach you something which is good for you. It will benefit you. Guard Allah. I eat the limit of Allah. Allah will guard you. Guard Allah. You found Allah before you. When you need Allah, will be there for you. Okay? Because time of Eid, so in time of difficulty, Allah is there for you. Listen carefully now. He said, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَسْأَلِلَّهِ If you ask, ask Allah. Again, let's say it in English. If you ask, ask. If you ask, ask. And if you seek help again. Let's say it again. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ Don't say it together. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ Whose words did we say it now? This is the teaching of the Prophet. I'm not making it up, okay? Now this is the teacher giving the instruction now. Say, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ And he says, وَإِذَا سَعَلْتَ فَسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ So what does it mean? Say, if you ask, ask who? And if you seek help in who? Anybody agree about this? Anybody went to overseas before? Anyone went to Bangladesh before? Anyone went to India and Pakistan before? Anyone been in Iraq before? Anybody been in Egypt before? Did you see any Muslim there asking other than Allah? Can I hear it? Can I hear it good? I'm not asking you $1,000, $5, everybody going to... I'm asking you to say yes or no. Did you ever see this? Did you see people seeking heaven other than Allah? But these people making zulm to Allah or not? Allah is able to remove him and bring other generation and will single him with all the ibadah. But these people committing shirk, they committed injustice towards Allah because the wali, the sheikh, the saint didn't create you. How you can call in him and how you can call on a dead person? Wallahi, brothers, believe it. Some Muslims, they do this. And I'm not going to say they are American or Indo, Pakistan or Bangladesh. Arab. They're born Muslim. And they will go on a grave. I'm sure you saw these things of. I'm not going to say where, okay? They go to a dead man. He's dead. Under the ground. And Allah knows best if there is a man there or not, because maybe somebody, he made it up to collect the money. Yes, they do it. And they call it, this is Sheikh Maulana, so and so and so. And guess what? They make a feast for this place. So in Russia, this for the saint or the Maulana or whatever, Shankabu Markaru. Okay? And the people go in Russia, they carry money, they carry meat, they carry rice, they carry cakes, everything. You go there, spend nights and give money to the people and make what? Tawaf. They call it Mazaras or Ziyaras or whatever they call it. You believe what I'm saying or not? You know what? If my bishop brought a video tape with me and my portable DVD player and show you this thing. Because I know you poor guys live in America, you never saw this thing. Okay? And you will see, you'll be surprised what these people are doing. As soon as they enter, they kneel down and they get the steps. And they get everything, like exactly when you get the black stone, the Kaaba, they go there and they do all kind of things. And they walk. You go and tell them, this is me, no, no, please, this is me. They cry. They really cry. And say, oh, see me, or oh, so and so, please help me. They ask it other than Allah. The Quran is saying to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammad, tell them, قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا. Say, O Muhammad, tell them, are not supposed to get any benefit or harm to my own self. Do you know this or not? Do you believe this or not? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself, he doesn't have control over the good or the bad. And say, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ لَسْتَكْتَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْبِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءِ. If I know the unseen, I will increase my blessing and no harm will touch me. Do you know the Prophet gets it? Do you know this or not? Do you know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some people, Yahud made magic on him, put spells on him? Do you know that a Yahudi woman poisoned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and put poison in the meat for him? So if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knows the unseen and he can help himself and help the Ummah and do this, why he didn't suck? Do you know the Prophet used to have bad headache? Do the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have a fever? And I should be, O Prophet of Allah, your fever is so bad. He said, I get the double pain of any normal person getting. But he gets of the double reward. Allah Ta'ala. And he's the Prophet of Allah. So who's greater? The wali or the Prophet? By the way, you have to know that some people believe that the wali is more than the Prophet. All these different people, and they call themselves Muslims, these things in both. They believe that the wali is much greater than the Prophet. But doesn't matter how you can call in a dead person, say, Prayer, astaghfirullah, don't say it's dead. Why? Okay, if he's not dead, let him get out of the grave and go to me. I want to give him a hand, I want to write him a check, but I want his driver to try the right thing. Oh, brother, you're making fun of us, brother? You know, yes, he's dead, but his soul is alive. I don't know deal with the soul. I don't know about the soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنُ الرُّوحِ قُلُ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They question you, Muhammad, about the soul, saying the matter of the soul was the knowledge of Allah. And you are not being given from knowledge except to listen. What soul are you talking about? Say, but brother, in the Quran, Allah says, أَلَا أَنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. You people were Wahhabi, you people are Salafi, you people are this, you Hanbali, you. Give you all names. No, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not Salafi, I'm not Wahhabi, I'm not Hanbali, I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim. I go by what Allah said, what the Prophet said. I don't have anything against the Prophet. How I can have something against the Prophet? If I have something against the Prophet, I will be careful. I love the Prophet. And my love telling me to follow the Prophet, not to be different from the Prophet. Say, but the Quran says, Awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, no fear for them. No sadness. Yes, brother, I agree about it. He said, no fear, no sadness, but he didn't say after them. You see, they play games and you take verse from the Quran and throw it away like you. But oh, brother, astaghfirullah, brother, I didn't know that this verse in the Quran about the awliya. Yes, brother, the awliya, they are near to Allah. No sadness, no. I say, yes, but we are not talking about the same issue here. I did not doubt that the awliya are the friends of Allah and the close to Allah and. But where is the Quran or where is the Sunnah say, if you want to go on the Hussein, call Sayyidina Ali, say, Ya Muhammad, oh Muhammad, help me, oh Hussein, oh Ali, oh Abbas, get me such and such. This is shirk. And the Prophet saying, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلْ وَإِذَا سَأَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ. If you ask, and if you seek help, seek help in. So are we going to go by your philosophy or by what the Prophet is saying? In Quran, every day, at least 15 times, you say what? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Oh Allah, these only we worship and we ask help from you. He didn't say it's the Prophet. He didn't say it's the Wali. Is it correct or not? Come on, correct me. Don't be scared. You might be really under any care for my... No, but let's be honest. This is our aqidah. This we don't insult. if we doing this thing, what should some people fully understand that we are doing something. Allah says, يَا عِبَادِي إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَّالَمُوا. Oh my slave, I forbid injustice to myself and I made it forbidden to you, so don't oppress one another. You see, Allah said, I forbid injustice. You are not dealing with Allah justly. You are not fair with Allah. Allah created you and you praise somebody else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Hey Muhammad, if my slave servant asks you concerning me, let them know I am near to them. I answer the call of the worshipper when he called in me. He didn't say call in Muhammad or call in the wali or call in the state or call on the tree. Brother, wallahi, believe me, people, some Muslims, they pray and touch stones, trees, walls. Baraka, baraka, baraka. Blessing, brother, blessing, blessing, brother. Get baraka, oh, and go like this. Okay? You know, I tell you where most of it. What is the Kaaba? Where did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam show me in Hadith any place the Prophet did the Kaaba? Very good. But where did the Prophet get the Kaaba? The Prophet get the black stone. The Prophet get the Kaaba. He get the black stone. And look at Umar. When Umar رضي الله عنه came to the Prophet and said, والله إني أعلم أنك حجر لا تضر ولا تنفع ولولا أني رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقبلك ما قبلتك. Umar, Umar, with all this iman, he come to say, what? The black stone. By Allah, I know you are a stone. You could not help me. You could not harm me. And if I didn't see the Prophet kissing you, I'm not going to kiss you. I don't know what is the logic or what is the sense behind kissing you, but I don't, because I have to follow the Prophet. But we don't know that Umar went and kissed the Kaaba everywhere, here and there, and rubbed his back in it, and they tried to jump and pull one of the slain out of the Kaaba clothes, and understand, and come here in America and say, brother, I get this piece from the Kaaba. So, oh, brother, can we make you understand some tea and take the water? Let me break some, brother. Oh, brother, I think. What? Who told you to do this? And people can't get. He was the imam before he even said salam. The imam did not even finish the salah. And all what he sees, the people left the salah, they're already there in the black stone. What are you doing? Are you watching me? You spoiling 4 rak'ahs for you to get the black stone. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it's crowded, he could not go to the black stone. You touch it from a distance with his stick and he kiss it, or he say Allahu Akbar and keep going. Now, interrupt the Muslim. He made the slave out of the salah before the imam, almost because the other Muslim giving them with the elbow, boom, boom, like this, so he can be there first, so he can get the black stone. What kind of worship is this? What kind of hajj is this? We need to educate ourselves. So, brothers, when we're talking about oppression, oppression is not only that I took property and I didn't give it back to you. You did something worse than taking somebody's property. Allah created you and he didn't acknowledge him at all. You acknowledge Allah something else. Okay. I know the hadith and I think it's almost Maghrib, is it? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, أَنَّ حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي, let me ask you one question. What was the big deal? Any guys, anybody understand me? Those who understand me, serious, raise your hand. You understand what I'm saying? What about you guys? 1, 2, 15, 20. You don't understand me? Going too fast? Too loud? You understand me? Alhamdulillah, as long as you understand me, this is good. Just people taking a nap. Say, listen. what will stop Allah to take all mankind, throw them in hellfire? Who can stop Allah? Huh? Okay. Allah is saying, يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد إن يشأ يذهبكم ويأتي بخلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بعزيز. Oh mankind, you are the ones who need for Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is self-sufficient. If He will, He will remove you all and bring about a new creation, and this is not too mighty to Allah. If Allah wants to destroy America and Arabia, everybody, make Katrina, Fafrina, Sarina, or whatever, come and drown everybody. Who can stop Allah? If Allah wants to take all of us and throw us in hellfire, anybody can harm Allah? But look, Allah sent messengers, prophets, books, and sent the Quran. See how Allah's fear? You see? Allah, He was able to throw us for a hellfire in the day of judgment without any question. Nobody can do anything. Because Allah says, إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي. So Allah is not dealing with you unjustly. He sends you a messenger. He gives you mind. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون.
Allah, 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 All الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله يا الله عز وجل طبيب
came out of the limousine, the brother asked me, no boxes, no video, no. But inshallah, a brother, Sheikh Gawhar, okay, and Jawhar, agree, I will ship it by mail, and he will can distribute it Yawm al-Jum'ah, inshallah. But you're going to have to be ready to support it, okay, because there is a new material. There is a new book called Rights and Obligations, okay, by Sheikh Muhammad Sa'd Adli. And there is also The Way of the Prophet, which I supervise this book. And this is a middle school book. It's good for the children and for those who have a school also. We have the prophets of the Prophet, we have wudu and prayer like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have the second edition of the 40 hadith. Plus we have many new CDs and DVDs. So inshallah, I really apologize for this. When I stop by the mosque, Masjid al-Tawheed, last night, as soon as I came from the airport, he took me there. And we have two buses, and the brothers, mashallah, they were so starving for knowledge, they clean up the buses. So inshallah, I will send you some material. Make sure that that you have your checkbook with you when you come from Friday, inshallah. Let's go back to our hadith number 17, which reported by Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, may Allah be pleased with him, from our beloved Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he narrated from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, was the meaning is, Ya ibadi, inni haramtu al-zulma ala nafsi, وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظلموا. So we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids injustice to himself. As a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was able to take all of us and throw us in hellfire. Who going to stop Allah? No one. But he found that Allah did what? He gave you mind for you to think. He gave you different means and ways to acknowledge him. As we say, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That Allah is the one who caused you to come out of your mother womb, that and you know nothing. When you came from your mother womb, you have no knowledge, no information. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the vision, the hearing, and the heart, that you may be grateful. So Allah made means and ways for you to get to acknowledge him. Also Allah sent the Prophet, Allah sent messengers, okay, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended all the prophets with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He ended all the books with the Quran. So we have no excuse. But if Allah wants to take us and throw us in hellfire and this is it, this is it. But Allah has, that no one will have excuse before Allah in the day of judgment. And this shows how fair Allah is and how good Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He did not deal with the people injustly. He said, وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا. So oppression, Allah forbid it. And after this, Allah is warning us and saying, فَلَا تَظَّالَمْ. Don't wrong one another. Don't wrong one another by any means. By your tongue, by your hands, taking the property of others, not returning that, okay? Or taking the things they understand with a trust and they are not returning the trust, or that the person will accuse people with no just cause, or people that trust you with information, or whatever it is, that in any kind of unjust treatment to each other, this is forbidden. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, اتقوا الظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة. Be careful from zulm. Be careful from wronging one another. Because wronging one another is causing darkness in the day of judgment. Okay? Don't wrong one another. Because if you do this, will be darkness for you in the day of judgment. I.e. will be a terrible situation for you, because you need light to walk in the sirat. Okay? And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, فَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ. Do you know who's the one rough, who's the one that bankrupt among my nation? Say, O Prophet of Allah, the one who is bankrupt among us is the one who has no property. He has no money, he has no property, nothing. He said, no. The bankrupt person, وَلَكِنَّ الْمُفْلِسَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. The bankrupt person among my nation is the one who comes in the day of judgment with a lot of salah, a lot of fasting, a lot of hajj, a lot of good deeds, like the mountains. But in the same time he will come, he cursed so and so. He slandered so and so. He took the property of so and so. Okay? So what's going to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take from the blessings of this person to pay the people. Because Allah about justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of his name is Al-Adl. Okay? It's fair and just. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take from the blessings of this good man and he will pay the other. Okay? But after Allah pays his people, then other people demanding the right. And the man has no blessings anymore. So what's going to happen? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started from their mistakes, their sins, and he put in him. Because it has to be justice. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us that in the day of judgment will be justice even among the animals. يوم يؤخذ من الشاة الجلحاء للشاة القرناء. Let's not again. The day of judgment is so serious that in this life, okay, you saw that sometimes the animals hit each other, especially the one that had horn. Allah will bring the animal's life in the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make qisas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go about restitution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the ability to the goat that has no horn to be able to hit the other one that hit it in the dunya. And after Allah established justice among the animals, the things, Allah say, kuni turaba, kirma tudak. Because Jannah is not for animals. Jannah is for mankind and jinn. Okay? So after Allah established justice between the animals, they say what? Turn to dust. And Allah saying what? وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. ايش بدايه الايه محمد؟ إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا. In the day when every person will see what her hand had achieved, and the disbelievers will say, I wish I felt the dust, because what happened? He said that the animal, after Allah made judgment between them, Allah said what? Turn to dust. They're dead. But the kafir is going to hellfire. So the kafir will wish that he was an animal, was a goat, was a dog. So he's not going to go to hellfire. He will become the dust. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. I wish I was one of them, so I could be turned to dust. So the Prophet ﷺ said, اِتَّقُوا الظُّلْمُ. Be careful from injustice, on wronging one another. فَإِنَّ الظُّلْمَ ظُلُمَاتٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Indeed, injustice in the day of judgment will be darkness over darkness. And what is darkness? How are you going to be able to see? Huh? Because we need the light to walk on the sirat. And the sirat is built over Jahannam. وَالْعَادُ بِاللَّهِ. The bridge or the sirat is built over Jahannam. For you to go to Jannah, you have to go over the Sirat. And the Sirat is built over hellfire. Okay? So if you are not that fast and quick, you can be burned while it's still walking. Okay? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that some people will be running like the lightning. Some people will be going jogging. Some people will be going like the horse. The best horse. And some people will be crying. And some people are going to have light in their thumb. One time turn on, one time turn off. The battery is about to die. Can you imagine how long will they have to cross the bridge? And this sirat of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, أَدَقَّ مِنَ الشَّعْرِ وَأَعَدَّ مِنَ السَّيْفِ. Thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword. And it's dark. And it's not this only, but in the two sides, angels with kalalib taqtuf al-nas. The two sides of the bridge of the sirat, angel is standing with hooks, trying to pull the people to ground him, bring them to hellfire. So now you need a light. قَالُوا انْظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. That the munafiqeen, when they see the believers going so fast on the sirat, say, please turn, look behind you, because your light is shining. Your face, when you go, you used to make wudu, and your hands, you see. So the munafiqeen say, please look behind you, because we need some light. So the believers say, go back to the dunya. We got this light because the deeds that we used to do in the dunya, now, قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا. Go back again to dunya. How you can go back to dunya? It's too late. So brothers and sisters, we have to be careful. Because when we wrong one another in this life, this is called darkness in the day of judgment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, O my slave, I have forbidden oppression for you. I have forbidden oppression for myself. And I have made it forbidden among you. So do not oppress one another. It's haram. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, من اقتطع حق امرئ مسلم بيمينه فقد اوجب الله له النار وحرم عليه الجنه. قلنا ولو كان يسيرا يا رسول الله؟ قال ولو كان عودا من اراق او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Say, anybody you take the property of other Muslim with no just cause, this is ظلم now, okay? If there is a right cause, yes, he can take his right. Okay? Somebody cheated you on $5,000. Now you will be able to take his car. And the car is about a couple of thousand. He still owes you more. But for you to take even the tire of the car, who's not just cause, it's a problem. This is called Muslim. Okay? So the Prophet ﷺ said, take the property of other Muslims, you take it without his just cause, Allah will make hellfire in your place, قد الله فوق بالجنة في يوم
دي أفرقت بالله ودفعت في السمسي
ما بيدي لزم وانا صدقنا بعد $10,000 بعد it's only $500 $500 from here and $200 from here and he can be rich, eh?
They offered to Allah, what about if it's something? It's not a big deal.
He said, وَلَوْ كَانَ عُوْدًا مِنْ إِرَاقٍ Even if it's so small as much as it is white. Toothbrush. You take a toothbrush of your Muslim brother without Ijaz code, you're in a big trouble with Allah. Because we could not get everything that we want in this life. And this is the reason Allah made a day of judgment, to establish justice, to bring about all this adl and justice, oppression from the ruler, from the king, from the husband, from the wife, from the society, from the kuffar. We can see what's happening nowadays. Okay? But this was the end. There is a day of judgment which Allah will bring about justice. So brothers, be careful of wronging one another, hurting one another. Don't do anything to other Muslims, because you're going to be meeting with Allah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the reality of the Muslim, المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. A true Muslim is the one that the Muslims are saved from his tongue and his hand. Don't hurt Muslims by any means, directly or indirectly, because it's going to be darkness in the day of judgment. يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم. All my slave servants, all of you gone astray. Say those that I guide them. So ask me for guidance, I will guide you. Don't think because you're smart. Okay? Don't think because you have a PhD degree. You can have PhD degree and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leave you to yourself, you go astray. Do you know that some people worship in the cow? Do you know this or not?
Yeah.
They worship in the cow. And if you ask him, he said, I'm came from Harvard University and I have a PhD in economics and another master degree in politics. How you can worship something that could not even express itself? At least you can so the cow is your God. Okay? So the slave servant, alright, he can express himself, he can talk, he can hear, but the God could not hear, could not write, could not read. So why? Because it's not how smart you are to be guided, speak Allah. Therefore Allah says, ask my guidance, I will guide you. It's not. فَاللَّهُمَّ لَوْ لَأَنْتَ مَهْدَدَيْنَا. Oh Allah, if it's not you, we could not be guided. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْ لَأَنْ هَدَانَا اللَّهِ. You see, this is the dua, supplication of people in Jannah. And they say, all praise be to Allah who has guided us. Not me, oh brother, I went to Medina, I study. My grandfather used to be shaped so and so and all the things. You can see the Sufis today. Some people understand they worship it. They worship in their sheikh. They worship in their sheikh. Okay? And they teaching, they tell you you have to be between the hands of your sheikh like a dead person between the one who washes the body. And when you're dead and somebody washing your body, can you tell him that, excuse me, can you stop with my feet first? Can you do that? Wake up, guys. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you are dead and somebody washing your body, and he's going to wash you with hot water, that's a hey, what is man? It's too hot for me. Can you actually let the Bitcoin water peace with it? So some of the rules, okay, they're teaching you. You want to reach من أراد لا تعترف وإلا تنطرف. Don't object to anything about the Sheikh, otherwise they'll be kicked out. This is your principle. For you to reach, you have to be a murid, so you have to be with your Sheikh, the one who given you the way, how is Maslak. You be with him like a dead body with the one who wash. So if he slap you, or wash you, or put soap in your mouth, you cannot do anything. So whatever your Sheikh tells you, do it and be it. Don't push it. Okay? This is not your ability that you've been guided. It's that because Allah has guided you. That Allah has been blocked. Look at Abbas, he's the uncle of the Prophet, and Abu Lahab is the uncle of the Prophet. Both are uncles. How this one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Tabbat yada Abi Lahab wa Tab. He's the uncle. He's Arab. Okay? But he found Abbas, I'm the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? He found Hamza, all these things. Why? Because in the hidayah of Allah, brothers, it's not how smart, because you're rich, because you're Arab, because you're black, because of the white. It's Allah is mercy before anything else. So the people of Jannah, when they enter Jannah, they say, oh, praise be to Allah, who has guided us to this, and if it's not the will of Allah, we could not be guided. It's not your mind. It's not how smart you are. Okay? You know, I'm sure you heard about this Amina what? She's not Amina anyway, but supposed to be Amina Wadud. Okay? This woman has a PhD degree in so-called Islamic philosophy. By the way, there is nothing called Islamic philosophy. There is something called Islam. There is no philosophy in Islam. This woman, she says that I read the whole Quran, the tafsir, there is nothing in the deen of Allah to forbid a woman to lead the Jum'ah prayer. You see how Allah can misguide you? Not because you don't have a degree. You have a degree. So what did the degree do? Subhanallah, for 1400 years ago, the Muslims, they're so naive, they don't understand, until American woman come to discover that is nothing wrong to lead the Jum'ah and men can be praying behind me. You heard about it, huh? So, Al-Hadi, who Allah, the one who guides is Allah. So Allah said, Kullukum God, all of you are dying to pray. Save those that I guide. The one I guide, the one in the Jannah will be on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. So, فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. So ask me for guidance. Ask me for guidance. Humble yourself before Allah. Never think that you're too smart, too learned, better shared, better been at this age, brother. No. Every day, stand before Allah and humble yourself and say, اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. It's something you ask it every day. So brother, you already Muslim and your father Muslim, your grandfather Muslim. What are you talking about? He said yes. Because the guidance is not only that you became in the house of guidance, but also the guidance says that you remain in the guidance. You see? It's not that your foot is such Islam, but for you to remain in Islam, because you can be flipping like this. And the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا تَكُونُمْ سِدَنُمْ تَرُطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُزْلِمِ يُصْبِحُ الرَّاجُلُ فِيهَا مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِكُ كَافِرًا ويمسك مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Time will come so serious, and it seems that started already. He said will be so corruption, so much temptation, to such a degree a person by the morning, in the evening he'll turn a kafir. Serious, brothers. Wallahi, it's serious. Especially living in a place like America. He said, by night he is a believer. In the morning he is a kafir. He gave up his deen because some of this dunya. Wallahi, we can go like this. It's the rahmah of Allah. Otherwise, the Prophet Muhammad, who can be more than the Prophet Muhammad? The Prophet Muhammad, he would cry and say, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deena. Oh Allah, you're the one who turns the heart. Keep my heart firm in your deen. Brothers, never think that you have insurance. Be careful. We have too much insurance policies in this country to such a degree that some of us, they think they have insurance in their iman. Even if he sells khamr and doesn't go to Jum'ah. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya muqallib al-qulub, oh, you're the one who turns the heart, make heart flipping, keep my heart firm in your deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Kullukum dal, all of you gone astray, save illa man hadaytuhu, save those who I guide them. Fastahduni ahdikum. Therefore, we need to call in Allah for guidance. And we keep to call again and again and again. We not to stop because وَإِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ الْقَلْبُ قَلْبًا لِتَقَلُّبِ. The heart has been made a heart in Arabic قَلْب لِكَسْرَةِ الْقَلْبُ قَلْبُ 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 قَلْبَ الشَّيْءِ mean upside it down. So this part to call a قَلْب. Why? Because it can be flipped at any time like this. It's nothing. Oh man, she looks so good, man. Forget about it. Oh, hey, baby, you don't want that? No problem. Okay, I look nice now, baby? Yeah. Next day, what these people you go play with them? These people, they eat food with their hands and listen, like, you couldn't go to the mark. You want to marry me? No more mark. Oh, baby, no mark. No mark. Oh, I love you, baby. Okay. The next day, I came to the office, it was not there. Oh, baby, I went to make my prayer. What's this thing going up and down? Come on now. I don't like this stuff. Oh, baby, don't worry about it. You see? Because here it is, baby, no more rub. More no deal, no Islam. Little bit by little bit. He will give up his deen because of a woman. A woman will give up her deen because of a man. She's so in love with her husband. And she got the bad news. You know what is the bad news? Not that America invades the Kaaba, that her husband gets married. Forget it. No more hijab, okay? No more salah, no anything. Leave the kid, back again in the street. Why? Well, her husband gets married. You know what? For what? You be tested. أحسب الناس أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. You think you will be claiming that you are a believer and you don't know but to be tested? We are not ready for it. We are not ready for it. Any small thing you flip, jump. Okay? Brother, no problem. Yesterday, I saw the police car and with another car, it not look like a police, but I see radar inside and the guy was wearing, you understand, blue jacket and a gray pants. I think this is the FBI. Well, I'm not going to the mask anymore, man.
What?
No, because the FBI coming to push me. Why I go earlier and leave my house at 4 o'clock in the morning? You don't know why. He knows already why. They want to question you, so let's question you. The Prophet used to put in jail. So what? No. I don't like this business now. I'm not a prophet, boy. Come on, guys. What's wrong with what? So, don't think you understand that you got an insurance policy. I'm going to be like Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. I live Muslim. I die Muslim. And I resurrected in the day of judgment Muslim. Only by the will of Allah. Only by begging Allah. Only by asking Allah. And keep asking Him again and again and again. I'm sorry. Time is over. We only made 3 lines or 4 lines, but inshallah, I'll tell you one thing. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahmatullah alayhi, had explained this hadith. unfortunately, I forgot to read it, see what it is finished. But Brother Jauhar, he has the book, and I think he can translate it to you. I'm giving you the best that I can do out of the hadith. But if you think you want to hear the rest of the hadith, you can go search in the internet for explanation, or look for some CDs about it, or for some other books, inshallah. I don't want to be greedy, taking all your time, because I know that you have questions, and also you would like to eat, and also you like to have a watermelon. Is there a watermelon? Why? Cake? Okay. We upgraded, so instead of watermelon, we have cake, you understand? But it's only for me. Okay? So inshallah, brothers, please forgive me for shorting the class, okay? And also forgive me about the goodies, but inshallah, I will send 2 boxes, and Brother Jauhar, inshallah, will sell it in front of the mosque. Not in this Jum'ah, but one of the Jum'ah. But please announce, tell them that Sheikh Patrick stopped downstairs. He was thinking. I really apologize for this. I'm very sorry. I was not expecting the people to, when I went yesterday to the mosque, to take everything. But he was so hungry for knowledge, he took everything. Allah bless him. Okay? So, Jazakumullah khairan for being here tonight. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlarge your mosque so we can accommodate more people. Okay? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all for being here tonight. I appreciate this opportunity. And again, thank you, special thanks for all the young brothers who show up today. Very special thanks for all these young brothers. This is the future of our community and the future of Islam resides in those Muslims. May Allah reward you all, reward your family, reward your mosque, bless you and bless your family, your wife. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all to the path al-mustaqim. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deena. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deena. Oh Allah, you are the one who turns the heart. Keep our hearts firm in your deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, use it. Use it.